Hey, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and we're with someone who needs no introduction. You know her, but we're going to introduce her anyway. It's Casey Hollins, Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for our friends at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, TGIF, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Crazy week. A couple of things I want to do to thank you. First of all, congratulations for your multiple awards from your peers. It's always nice putting some hardware in the trophy case.
Yes, that is awesome. We're really happy to support the community, and we're also really happy to, you know, share that exciting information about the things that we're doing, but also the things that, you know, cross over into the community. So it's really nice to have been honored.
Yeah, those awards, some of those were for community engagement, which you guys do very, very well. Case in point, I reached out to you guys. We were doing a quick turnaround for sponsors as the Front Royal Little League All-Stars made their way down to Georgia for the regionals. And that takes expense, you know, travel and food, lodging. And as I expected, you guys stepped right up. So thank you for being a sponsor of that.
Oh, you're welcome. We're really happy to support youth sports, and so many of our employees are volunteer coaches or other volunteers through Little League programs or have kids that play, so it was a perfect fit, and we're excited to see how they do at the tournament.
Well, we're so glad you're aboard, and we hope they can come back today in the resumption of that game last night. Well, let's jump right in. We're talking about REC's annual meeting. Why is that so important for your members?
So one of the biggest reasons is it's the opportunity for our member owners to use their voice to decide who will represent their best interests on Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's Board of Directors. And that's pretty unique for an electric utility. It's not unique for an electric cooperative. So we really hope that our members see the privilege that they have to be able to choose these elected officials who really are focused on their needs, their expectations, what's in the best interest of the communities that we serve, and then bringing that back to our leadership so that those topics and issues can stay at the forefront of all of our conversations.
Well, that's a big responsibility, and it's also a great opportunity. So how does a member vote?
So at the beginning of July, we started to send out information about the director's elections, and they received it in a couple different ways. They may have gotten a packet in the mail. Hopefully everybody received their snail mail with no postal issues. But we also sent out emails with unique contact information or unique password and username for them to be able to log in and participate in the voting process by using a mobile device or on their computer. But then they can also log into their Smart Hub account if they can't find either of those. It's right there. There's a button that says Vote Now. And so we've had over 15,000 REC members who've already submitted their proxy designation form and indicated who they want to elect in the three regions up for election this year, which are from around our service territory. So hopefully the rest of our membership, who hasn't yet taken a moment to pause and quickly cast their proxy designation vote, will be able to do that before the deadline on August 20th.
That's great. Everybody vote now. You got to take part in the process. Can members attend the annual meeting in person?
No, we started to host our annual meeting as a virtual meeting, and that really happened after COVID, but it was so much more convenient for the membership. We serve portions of 22 counties, and that's spread out from your area all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay. So it makes it really hard for us to have a central location that's convenient for people from so far to travel to attend in person. But the virtual opportunity gives everyone an option to join and watch online. They can register if they have a question that they want to ask our president and CEO or our board chair. And then we take those questions live at the end of the annual meeting. And we also have a recording. So if, you know, no one has time on that evening, which is Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, then they can go back later and watch the live stream so that they can hear the updates that are shared as part of the meeting.
That's very convenient. But to me, it's not enough just to vote. You've got to do your homework and know about the candidates. So how can a member do that?
Yeah, well, one key thing, we always get a question, our election is a little bit different than public elected office, whereas the regions that are up for election are not just representing those communities. Our board of directors represent the membership as a whole. And so that means our members can vote for any of our board members from any region. So they can vote every year for all the regions that are up for election. We have shared the information about the board candidates in the packet that was sent by mail, as well as the emails and the information that we put in our magazine, Cooperative Living. But we also have it conveniently on the website. So if they go to myrec.coop/annual meeting, they'll see all of the information about the timing of the event, the date of the event, the deadline for the proxy designation process, as well as how to see who the candidates are and where those regions are where they are required to live in order to be eligible. But again, they represent everyone. So that's why it's so important for everyone to take an opportunity to participate in their electric co-op election.
So Casey, real quick, name the candidates for me.
So we have two regions that are that have incumbent directors seeking re-election. That's Region 1, Michael Lindsay, and that's up in the northern part of our service territory, Frederick, Shenandoah, Warren, Page, and Rappahannock counties. And Region 7, which is Mark Wood, and that's for Louisa County. For Region 6, our incumbent director is Linda Gray, and this is representing Caroline County. And this is a contested region, and so the contested candidate is Mac Wright. So again, this is for Caroline County. But as a reminder, these elected representatives represent everyone, and all members can vote for all regions.
Okay, well, I always say you cannot complain if you don't take part in the process. So we urge all the members to vote in the annual meeting, and you could find out everything you need to know. Casey, I would imagine, at myrec.coop, as well as all the happenings going on at REC.
Thank you so much for letting us share this important opportunity, and always to have an opportunity to talk to you.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Casey, and we'll talk again next month.
All right. Talk to you soon.